From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Robertson reports for the Record Online that this year is New York's worst flu season on record, with 106,824 reported influenza cases. Last week, there were 17,233 confirmed cases, the second highest weekly total since the 1998-1999 flu season. There have been 3 flu-associated pediatric deaths this year in the state. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a statement February 13th, and I quote, "As flu season has not yet peaked across New York, I urge everyone to remain vigilant and take simple precautions to protect themselves and their families. I encourage all New Yorkers older than 6 months to get their flu shot. It's not too late." End quote. Among local counties, Dutchess County had the most cases reported last week at 158. Visit the State Department's Flu Tracker website at www.health.ny.gov for more information. Lanning Taliaferro reports for Patch that U.S. immigration officials deported Peekskill resident Hazea Alamoisi, a photographer known to most as Anwar, on February 11th. The 42-year-old was deported to Yemen 4 days after his regular check-in with immigration officials and before his lawyers had time to see him or file an appeal. Alamoisi has been in the country for 22 years, mostly in the Hudson Valley. Paul Vinson wrote on the Peekskill New York in Pictures Facebook page, where Alamoisi was the administrator, that, and I quote, "This is a tragic loss and a horrible act of violence against our humanity and our community. Our support for him is unwavering, and our prayers for his return will be unending," end quote. Read more about this story at the Patch website. Amelia Teasdale reports for the Columbia paper that the Chatham Village Board voted against a comfort dog program that would have only cost the village for insurance. Board members seemed more upset about Police Chief Peter Volkman and Deputy Chief Joel Alisi getting the program going before receiving approval from the village board. Alisi got the dog trained and said he would cover food costs. Board members voting against cited cost, and Trustee Jamie Boehm said, and I quote, "It was all of that, the unknowns that we just don't know yet," end quote. Mayor John Howe, Melanie Spock, Boehm, and Pete Minahan voted against the proposal, while Lenora Packett voted for a village therapy dog. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mike DiSocio reports for the Albany Business Review that former Representative Chris Gibson was named president of Siena College on February 14. Gibson will be the first non-friar to head the college, replacing Edward Coughlin, who died last year at 71. Gibson is a Republican from Kinderhook who represented the 19th Congressional District for 3 terms, ending in 2017. Since then, he has taught at Williams College in Western Massachusetts and published a book, Rally Point. Before his political career, he was a colonel commanding the 82nd Airborne Division's 2nd Brigade. Gibson said, and I quote, "I have had 3 professional lives to date. Of all the callings I've had, this one is the strongest," end quote. Siena College is located between Albany and Troy, has more than 3,200 students, and an endowment of more than $130 million. Read more about this story in the Albany Business Review. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.